Just like everyone, I have been staying home due to COVID-19. Because of that, I've mostly been doing things like watching TV or playing video games. I recently bought a new mouse to use with my computer, and it happened to be a gaming mouse. You might be wondering, what is the difference between a regular mouse and a gaming mouse? Today's podcast going to talk about the similarities and differences between them. Even if you're not into gaming, I hope this will at least be educational, as I've spent quite a few hours researching various mice. The primary difference between a regular mouse and a gaming mouse is the sensor itself. The sensor is what is used to track your movement when you're moving the mouse. And gaming mice typically have better sensors. There are two main concepts to know about sensors: DPI and polling rate. DPI stands for dots per inch. It is basically how far the cursor moves for every inch of physical mouse movement. This is especially useful for gamers who need to make very quick movements, such as being able to turn all the way around when playing a first-person shooting game. Polling rate is the number of times your cursor gets reported to your computer. A higher polling rate generally results in your mouse cursor appearing to move smoother, because as you move your mouse, what you see on the screen reacts faster. The polling rate is something that is not as well advertised compared with DPI, and sometimes may not even be mentioned. Gaming mice also typically have a higher polling rate. These days, gaming mice advertise DPI numbers in the thousands and can easily vary between 2,000 to 16,000 or more. In my experience, the higher DPI, although you can technically move faster, I actually find it will cause more jerkiness in the game because the mouse becomes so sensitive. The sweet spot that I actually use is more in the 1600 to 3000 range. The more obvious difference is that gaming mice tend to have more outgoing or unique designs because enthusiast gamers like to show off at LAN parties or kind of indirectly show that they are unique because they're commonly sitting next to others or around others. Many of them have light up capabilities or even have very interesting color combinations. At the same time, they usually look more edgy and techy at the same time. Some gaming mice tend to have more buttons because gamers like to have quick buttons at their disposal to perform various functions. Gaming mice come in both wired and wireless. However, wireless ones tend to lack Bluetooth and tend to use a wireless USB receiver. That is because Bluetooth, from a technical perspective, has limitations on the polling rate because Bluetooth was really meant to be more power-saving friendly. Therefore, companies have been coming up with their own proprietary wireless communication methods. Mice meant for daily use or productivity are different. Instead of needing a high DPI sensor, they are more focused on ergonomics and versatility. They are more ergonomically shaped for office work, where people need to use it for many hours on end. The wireless mouse typically has much longer battery life. For example, Logitech, a very popular mouse company, has a mouse that can last, which they claim, almost 2 years on a set of batteries. In addition, Bluetooth is more common on regular mice because it makes it more versatile to use or switch between computers. The sensors on regular mice are just enough to get office work done, and you generally won't notice as much difference because a person doing light office work is not moving the mouse that fast. There are even mice that can work on various surfaces, such as glass, because people travel and need to be able to use the mice on different flat areas. So I hope that gave some insight when comparing gaming and productivity mice. I think the more important thing to many is how does the mice feel in your hands, and whether it's comfortable. So if you have questions, feel free to drop me a voice message at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice, and you can also suggest a new topic.